Before we start the podcast, we want to take the time to say if you like us, please follow, like, comment on SoundCloud, sub, like, comment on YouTube, subscribe, rate, and comment on iTunes. It really helps us out and we appreciate it. Thank you.
Welcome to Anime Cherry Bomb, where we review all your favorite anime, and sometimes your least favorite anime. I'm the dandy guy in space, Aaron, and with me is my cat co-pilot, Jay. Jay, how's it going?
I'm not a cat, I'm a Beetlejuicean, Aaron. Please get it correct.
So how are you doing, Jay? How's it going?
Going good, Aaron. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing good. I was getting over a cold.
Yeah, so was I.
Yeah, so
we've been sick here at the Anime
Cherry Bomb Studios. Yeah, and I'm barely feeling well right now. So
yeah, I'm better.
And what anime did we recover to, Jay?
The Pompadour classic, Space Dandy.
Ooh, and do you have the synopsis ready?
Yes, and this is from our buddies at Wikipedia. Please donate to them. They're like really desperate right now. So, the space opera follows the misadventures of Dandy, an alien bounty hunter who is a dandy guy in space, in search for undiscovered and rare aliens, with his robot assistant QT and his feline-like friend named Meow. Though he and his crew act with the best intentions despite being normally dim-witted and next to useless, Dandy is unaware that he is being pursued by Dr. Gel and the Golgol Empire.
Yeah, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. And it has, like, a very loose continuity to the episode, so...
Which is explained, actually, in the... explained at the end, which is pretty cool. Yeah. But, I actually really... Real quick in the, like, general things I do like about this anime.
Yeah.
I really love the episodic nature of it.
Yeah, definitely.
You can go watch just...
Any of the episodes.
Any episodes, and you'll be fine,
yeah.
Really good.
Other than the last two.
Yeah, which are continuity together, at least.
Yeah.
And I guess the fishing, the two fishing episodes.
I guess, yeah.
The chameleon episode and the and the chameleon.
Yeah. The chameleon. And the other, the giant fish thing. The freaky fish guy.
Yeah. All right. So, for the facts, this was released in 2014. It's 26 episodes. It's a comedy, sci-fi, space opera. And it's an original property by Bones and Shinshiro Watanabe. And speaking of Studio Bones, they brought us classics such as My Hero Academia, Mob Psycho, Fullmetal Alchemist, and The Skull Man.
Yeah.
Go check those out.
And Soul Eater.
And Soul Eater. Yeah, I forgot Soul Eater. So many.
I know.
So many Bones anime.
I know, right?
It was directed by Shinshiro Watanabe, and he has done Samurai Champloo, Cowboy Bebop, and Carolyn Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
A very acclaimed director.
Yeah, for sure.
This was licensed by Funimation. The music was done by the Space Dandy Band, which are actually a collective of known artists. The biggest one being Taku Takahashi. And he did the soundtrack for Panty and Stocking.
Yeah. That was a fun podcast.
Yeah. The OP is Viva Namida by Yasuyuki Okumura.
Mm-hmm.
And the ending is Welcome to the X Dimension by Etsuko Yakushima. Uh-huh. So what did you think about the music, Jay?
The music in general?
Yeah.
It's freaking amazing. It's really cool. A lot of electronic stuff and a lot of, not really jazzy, maybe like acid jazzy kind of stuff.
Yeah. The music is all over the place in a good way.
Yeah.
It's so fun. It's really, really fun.
Yeah. My favorite tracks, I think the first time they played, it's like two similar tracks. I don't know if they're the same song, but it's like almost like a Zappin' Roger song. It's like, it has like the auto-tune singing, almost like, maybe like Chromeo or something like that. It was like, I think the episode that I was in was the Meow's home planet episode. That episode,
The one that I'm thinking of was in the QT episode. when he's looking for the coffee maker.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a montage.
Yeah.
And then that song's playing in the background. Mm-hmm.
That might be the other episode I'm thinking of.
But yeah, really good. It's,
that's a really cool jam right there.
All right, and then...
the opening and ending?
Yeah, opening
and
ending.
Opening's cool.
The ending is one of my favorite endings we've covered.
Mm-hmm. Really cool song.
Really dope song. The opening is whatever. It's fun.
I thought it was cool.
Yeah, it's cool, but it's not like... I think the ending's way better. The ending's real good. I think the ending is like super top tier.
Yeah.
It also is one of my favorite... one of my favorite things in that ending is you see like a monster, and then it goes like to back to Dandy, and then it goes back and it's QT in the alien suit.
Yeah,
and it's just so cute.
that ending really reminds me. There's a band called Carol Carol Bonito. Have you ever heard of that band?
Yes. Is you it have? Sound? You know what? I guess you're right. I guess she kind of does sound like.
Mm-hmm. It really like reminds that. Me of that that band.
All right. Then I got some fun facts for you.
Okay.
Space Dandy was, by my knowledge at least, the first simulcast anime.
Okay.
Where even the first episode premiered before the Japanese premiere.
Wow.
In English.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, and I think there were people on the Japanese side that were mad that happened, that it got released in English before.
Before Japan.
Yeah, okay. Before Japan got it.
But Japan didn't even like this anime though, right?
Yeah, it's like weird. It like didn't succeed whatsoever.
Yeah.
And I can actually see why. Mm-hmm. It's such a weird anime.
Yeah.
It's not
your run-of-the-mill anime for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, there's no moe girls really.
No. Well, there's the girls of boobies.
It's fan service, but yeah. there's no girl character in the central cast. Mm-hmm. I mean, I really like how it's really small.
The closest is like Honey and Scarlet.
That's Scarlet, but they're not really even part of the team, you know? Not in every episode.
Yeah, exactly.
They also have, they released an app before the release of the anime.
Really?
Yeah, and it was titled Space Galaga.
Really?
Yeah. So basically it's just a clone, a Galaga clone. Uh-huh. And I don't know if you remember in,
Rock and Roll episode?
Yeah, and Meow was playing on his phone.
Yeah.
That's the game, Space Galaga.
That's hella sick. Because one of my favorite parts of the whole anime was that him playing the Galaga, and then the guy, what is it, Johnny?
Yeah.
He plays it on the guitar.
Yeah. He's like, yo, that's Galaga.
Isn't that Galaga?
And then another really fun thing that I saw is two studios helped out with the production.
Okay.
And they're credited, but not really. That's not that really up front. The first one is Studio Dom, and I don't know if you remember them, but they did Shiki and... And what was the other one? Shiki and Deers.
Okay.
And I think, like I said in the Shiki podcast, like Shiki was the last one they did, and they just do support in between work.
So this is one of the supports they did?
Yeah. Okay. So the other one that made me actually go look back and see if they were... helping the whole time, but in the court episode, they were helped by Studio Trigger in that episode.
You know,
and now you think about that episode, I'm like, that makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. There's some like weird like triggerisms in that episode.
Yeah, Trigger loves space, so they do a good job in space.
And then another fun little fact I learned: the principal mecha designer or mobile suit designer of Space Dandy is also the designer for Gundam, the original Gundam.
Really?
Yeah, he designed. That's why if you look at the mobile suits in this one, they super look like
they were from Gundam. They look like real mobile suits, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So yeah, the guy who basically
made Gundam did it?
Yeah, so from what I've read, he was the first anime engineer. I think that's how they gave his title.
Okay.
Because all of his robots look like they can actually move. Mm-hmm. So like he had to be like some kind of engineering work to it.
Yeah.
So he was the first anime engineer in the business. The first the first one who was like actually known.
Yeah. Because when you look at Gundams, they look like that could possibly happen.
Right, exactly. That's why
it looks like they could exist in the real world.
And that's why I've been to Odaiba and I've seen one.
Yeah.
They're not, it's a lot smaller than actually I thought it was going to be.
Yeah. It's still big though.
It's still really big. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so he worked on the designs for this. Really an all-star cast of people.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, so do you have anything general you want to mention before we...
For a little bit into cross-media, there's actually still a Space Dandy website still open that you can still go onto. And I looked onto it, and there's only like a couple things that you could do on there. And most of it is just buy stuff, to buy stuff. And there's two collector's editions of this anime. Mm-hmm. One is called the Aloha Oi edition. And it's just like an Aloha Oi themed box set. It looks really nice.
That's pretty cool.
But the other one is the Boobies edition. You get a hat that says Boobies on it with the logo.
Yo, that's really cool.
Yeah. Gosh. Well, both of them you get hats, but.
Are they Japanese?
No, editions? It was the English website.
What? I'm going to look that up. That sounds super dope. Mm-hmm. The Boobies edition.
Yeah. And then there's like a pre-order bottom or something on the bottom, right? Mm-hmm. Like, and it was like something that you had to pre-order back in 2015.
Or, yeah, whenever it
came out. So they haven't updated the website since like 2015.
Oh my goodness.
The link doesn't even work anymore. It just goes to Funimation.com.
No.
Yeah.
I wonder if you can actually still buy it. I would assume.
Yeah, you can still buy the... There's two like complete series that you could buy.
All
right. Oh, and back to general.
General, yeah.
I love Auto-Tune.
Yo, it's so good. Yeah. All the I wish there were more robot AIs in this
series. I know, huh? Yeah, that would have been cool.
Because they all sound really good. Mm-hmm. Do you feel it was really heavy in the beginning?
A little bit, yeah. A little heavy in the beginning. But around the zombie episode, it kind of settled down.
Yeah.
Because I remember in the zombie episode, I really liked Zombie QT's voice.
Duh. <It's> just... Yeah, I really enjoy the Auto-Tune for that, and just the voice acting in this anime in general.
Yeah, they did a good job.
I want to say this might actually, you know, I've always talked about what was the last great dub or last great stack dub.
Yeah,
this might be it. Yeah. At least from Funimation, maybe there's some
random anime that we don't know Sentai, about. Yeah.
Sentai Films anime or something. Mm-hmm. People who don't usually put out their anime, maybe, or people who don't just simulcast.
Yeah, exactly.
That might be different, but the last Funimation one I know is this one.
Yeah, it was definitely stacked. A lot of people that I recognized.
Yeah, and you even had there's a lot of Danganronpa voice actors in here.
Oh yeah,
and there was really
a lot of voices I recognized. Todd Haberkorn was in it, I think.
Yeah. My favorite one was
Todd Haberkorn, the guy that helps Mr. Gel.
Yeah,
the banana shape. Yeah, B.
I think that's Todd Haberkorn.
Sounds like him. Yeah.
Hold on, I actually have B's page open right here.
Vic Mignogna was also in it, and he plays a creepo.
No,
not a creepo, but like
no. B is someone else. Okay, it's not Todd, but it sounds like him. I know you.
Yeah,
I,
he does sound like him at times.
Yeah, Todd Haberkorn played... I don't know. He wasn't much of a creep, actually, but he was more of like a lover.
Back to Vic Mignogna.
Yeah, Vic Mignogna.
Yeah. Definitely like an overbearing big brother.
Yeah, it's really cool. Mm-hmm. I was going to say, sorry. Let me pull up my notes.
But he does play like characters like that a lot.
Yeah, it was weird.
It reminds me of the Ouran High School kind of voice that he did.
What was the anime we covered?
Recently?
Recently that he had a lecher. Like a lecher.
Oh, I don't remember.
It was weird, but you remember, right? Yeah. It was just recently. So I really commend this anime for having really cool off the wall concepts in every episode.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Like
each episode feels like it could be like its own series or something.
Oh, like I would love to see more of this concept expanded on. Or,
yeah.
Like it gives a really good. I don't want to say Saturday morning cartoon, but at least like an American cartoon where continuity is not an issue. It's like just tell fun stories,
mm-hmm.
Which is really cool.
Yeah.
But it's a double-sided sword, I feel, because a lot of these concepts are really cool, but some of them just don't deliver.
Yeah. But when you talk about, like, the things that don't deliver, like, I know you mentioned before we started the podcast, the plant episode. That one had, like, really nice visuals.
Yeah, like, it felt like it was Bones trying to flex its, like, visual stuff.
They flexed hard on this anime.
Because that, oh, there's, like, Mob Psycho levels of dope animation in this anime.
The animation in general is freaking amazing. Even if it's just, like, Dandy walking or Dandy going up the stairs or something, it looks so fluid, looks so natural, looks so good.
And speaking of it, there's also super janky-looking ones, too. Like the one fish episode, the fish, the picnic, the fish that was having the picnic.
Yeah.
That episode looked real bad. There was like points where I was like, oh, like it was like an art style choice. Mm-hmm. Like it wasn't like, oh, it just looks bad. But there was like points where like Dandy's neck were like, it was like really long. Like he was like laying on the couch.
There was like size, like proportion stuff that was wrong with that episode.
Yeah, I felt like that was like a guest animator spot. Like I feel like there's a lot of guest animator spots on here.
The water in that episode looked amazing.
Really good. Yeah.
And the little kid that's in that episode, he looked like something out of Studio Ghibli.
No, so I think you're thinking of the Unagi one or whatever.
Oh yeah, that's the episode I'm thinking
of. That's you're talking about. That one's really cool.
You're talking about the chameleon episode then?
No. So there's the episode with the fish man.
Oh, that's who I'm thinking of. Wasn't Todd Haberkorn the fish?
Maybe. He might have been.
He might have been the fish.
Yeah. But that episode sucked. That was like probably my least favorite episode of the series.
Yeah.
Okay. The pacing is also, it's not bad. The pacing isn't bad. The pacing is just slow.
Yeah.
Which I have a problem with that. I was thinking about that. I have a problem with pacing. Like I like really fast paced things. Sometimes in here it was like, oh, the pacing sucked because it was just slow. But things can, I think it purposely has a slow pace to it. I don't know about you.
Probably, but
like I think there's a difference between an anime being bad and being slow paced, and then an anime that's like purposefully. Daughters.
It purposely takes it slow.
Yeah.
Just so that you could take in everything.
And I think that's
for whatever reason.
Yeah, and just because the quality around Space Dandy, I'm more to assume that's the case. Mm-hmm. Like some people just wanted a slower story.
Yeah.
You
know, but the thing is that like now that I think about like how like the pacing is, like we are like on a time kind of like a time crunch.
Right.
And like we're watching like a lot of episodes like throughout the week. And that's probably why, like, it, like, we get, like, really feel, like, how slow these episodes are.
Especially when we're, like, we're in super crunch. We're like, okay, we gotta record.
We have 2 days left. I need to watch and I got 30 10. Episodes.
Yeah. I think it came down this week. I was like, okay, I have 13 episodes left and I have, like, 3 days. Yeah. And usually, like, Promised Neverland, that was, like, real easy. I did it, like, in 2 days.
So yeah.
I was like, it's not about time. It was weird. It's not about time.
Yeah.
It's more of just like, how interesting can you keep, how can you keep my attention, I guess.
Yeah, definitely.
And there's a lot of points in Space. Like, I could not marathon Space Dandy.
Oh, yeah.
If I tried. It's really hard. Like, yeah. I had to take breaks at points.
Yeah, me too. I definitely had to take breaks with this anime.
But
And I, like, every day of this week I was like I have to get home, I have to do what I gotta do, and then I have to sit down and watch some Space Dandy.
No,
and
it shouldn't be a chore.
I know it was
it's not a chore.
I make it sound like it's a chore. Yeah. To watch anime, but it was just hard to like watch more than two episodes.
What sucks is that they're good episodes. It's just that it's like
I didn't like, it's not nothing was bad about them. It's just that, man, it just felt like a long time.
I just want to share a favorite scene before we get to favorite scenes, but
okay.
Or as a favorite detail. All
right.
There's an episode where they're all sitting at Boobies, and they all Honey brings them like this blue drink, and I forgot what they're going somewhere, and I forget, and they all like all the crew, Aloha Ori crew, takes like a big old jug.
Yeah.
And even QT has a cup and does it. And my favorite addition to that scene is that you can see the whatever the juice they're drinking is like rolling down QT's mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so it's such a cute like thing that I was like, well, they didn't have to put that in there. That's so cool.
Yeah.
Oh, I think I was going to say this anime might be really suited for a weekly.
Yeah. That's what I was going to go into is just like if we had a month to watch this anime, then we probably wouldn't be talking about pacing as much.
Right.
But since we watched this whole anime in a week, it's like we have to bring it up.
I actually kind of do like how we watch stuff in a week because
yeah. I like it too.
If we did like, okay, here's a couple months, you forget stuff. Mm-hmm. You or even bad episodes, you forget, or bad moments.
Yeah.
Usually get outshined like in the end.
Mm-hmm.
But in a week, it's everything so fresh.
Yeah, for sure. And we both of us finished the anime today. So
yeah,
the day that we're recording this.
The last little general thing that I like about this anime is a lot of the eye catches are like references to stuff.
Yeah, they are.
The one that pops into my head is the last eye catch is like Star Wars, written like Star Wars.
Yeah.
And a lot of the eye catches are like super fun looking too.
Yeah.
Like one of my favorite ones is in the band episode. It's like just a bunch of like stickers and stuff.
Yeah.
And then just Space Dandy splattered on one. It's really stylized. I just love the different styles we get of just Space Dandy.
Yeah, and there's different songs for each eye catch as well. Yeah. Well, not all of them, but a lot of them have different little jingles, and they're really good.
Yeah.
Really fun to check those out.
Again, great music.
Yeah.
Wonderful really music.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So art and cinematography. I really love almost every alien design in this anime.
Oh, yeah. Very original alien look. Like, there's that one, like, alien that looked like a regular waitress or something, but it was ended up being a guy, and their stomach opened up and the guy came out. That was pretty cool.
What's really cool is they are guest alien designers as well on this anime.
Really?
Yeah.
So many people had their hands on this anime. Mm-hmm. Huh?
So the only reason why I know that is because when I looked at and saw Studio Trigger was involved with it.
Mm-hmm.
I think the slide before that says like, oh, guest alien designers. And then in other episodes, it just says designers. And then it says like in quotations, it has the regulars. It's like the normal people who work on it.
Right.
Yeah, really cool. Mm-hmm. A lot of collaborative anime went into this anime.
Yeah.
And it was like helped out by like four or five different studios like per episode.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really cool.
Yeah, for sure.
Who's your favorite design in the...
I like QT.
QT's... The QT... even the coffee maker.
Oh, yeah.
Look so cute.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, QT's design is so awesome.
One thing that I really love about QT is that his facial expressions are like internet, like faces that you can make. It's really funny.
God, I really like the Beetlejuicians design, like all of them.
Meow?
Well,
or all his whole family?
His whole family. Like, yeah. They all look really, really cool.
His sister has, like, the sailor uniform on.
I think the sister has a sailor uniform on and a vape pen. Like, it's so cool.
Yeah.
And then his, like, dad. His dad's just a really cool dude.
Yeah, he's like a goatee or something.
I'm trying to think of any other really cool designs I really liked. I really like a lot of Scarlett's character designs in the dating episode.
Yeah.
Oh, with like her hair down and like she's her one
really
piece.
Pretty.
Oh, man, dude, add Scarlett to the waifu list. I love Scarlett's so cool.
Yeah, Scarlett's really cool. I really want her to be with Dandy.
I know. And then just like I can't think of any like dumb looking, except for like the fish, I guess. But anyway,
it's just a fish, though.
Just a fish, exactly. But like,
and it just ended up being on a grill. That was crazy. Such an anticlimactic episode, my god.
God, speaking of anticlimactic, don't get me started on some of my favorite episodes have like super anticlimactic finishes.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Like the racing episode has a super anticlimactic finish.
Yeah, it's like, how did it get so deep at the end?
Like even like 30 seconds before that, like it's like jokes.
Yeah.
And it's like all of a sudden it's like super deep and like, ugh.
Yeah, like super serious. And he's like the last person.
Yeah, like ever. For 3 billion years and he sees the Buddha mm-hmm. at the end.
Yeah. He has this like stick just moseying along with the giant sun in the back.
My goodness.
One like little cute detail that I liked was in that episode with like the coffee maker and all that stuff on the junk island. Or what do they call the island? It was something like super like Happiness Island or something like that.
Yeah.
There's something weird like that.
No, it was there was Dream Island or something like that?
Something like that.
It was Dreamland or something. Because I was like, when I had seen it, I was like, that was like a Kirby thing. But like Dream, I think it was called Dream Island. Dream Island.
But there's a Famicom in there that has like a face and stuff.
Oh, that's
really cool. And also B had a Famicom plugged into his TV.
That's really cool.
Mm-hmm. So somebody likes Famicoms over there. And going back into general, since you brought it up, a lot of like the names for like the aliens and the planets are really funny. They're like really dumb, but I really like them. Like Pushy Boyfriend Planet.
Yeah,
I just got back from Pushy Boyfriend.
It's like super on the nose names. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Beetlejuicean.
There was a really good one. The noisy boyfriend one was pretty cool. God, I forget. Like the planet Limbo was the one when he was in Limbo.
Yeah, he was like in hell pretty much, or
yeah,
Limbo. Or about to be in hell.
Yeah.
And planet girlfriend.
All right. Do you have any favorite?
Was it the trendy something? Was another planet?
Oh, trendy. This is called Planet Trendy.
Yeah.
That's where the.
That's the dating episode.
The dating, yeah, where the dates happen. Do you have any cinematography notes that you really like?
Not really, because like, I was mostly distracted by animation.
The animation style was one of my favorite shots is whenever they're mobile suits and it's like shot
like a
Gundam series.
Yeah,
I feel like every time it jumps like a genre. I feel like it takes the animation and like camera tropes of that genre.
Oh yeah.
So like in the zombie episode, like it feels like a Romero movie almost mm-hmm. how it's shot. I think even at the end it says like directed by like John Romero, or like dedication like
John Romero. Yeah.
Not John Romero. Is it John Romero?
I don't remember.
But Romero.
Was that that's an early episode.
Yeah.
I love that episode, though. It was really funny.
It was really good.
I really love the idea that, like, everybody becoming zombies, like, made world peace.
I really love the idea of that. See, so that's what I love about the concepts of the episodes. Because I love the concept of insurance companies hiring hitmen to kill people so they don't...
to kill zombies,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, to kill zombies so they can't keep collecting their money.
Yeah.
That's like a really cool idea.
Mm-hmm.
I also really like that halfway through the episode, Danny becomes a zombie. Mm-hmm. And I was like, where is this episode going to go from here? Like, yeah. I had no idea.
Yeah. I thought there was going to like be some sort of cure that they were going to find.
And they just like live with it.
They just live with it. Yeah.
Everyone
they just learn how to. And everyone eventually becomes zombies.
The baby zombies.
And they just eat yogurt and. And bake in the sun, which I don't think would help with zombies.
Decomposition?
Yeah. Wouldn't that advance?
Make it faster? Yeah. If Sankare is to be believed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Contradicting
animes.
All right. So do you want to go? Well, I think we both talked about this, and we don't have any least favorite characters.
Yeah, for sure.
Other than
your fish.
Yeah. But other than that, I don't really care.
Mm-hmm. Nobody, like, if you're going to talk about, like, minor characters, nobody's long enough, stays around long enough.
To actually care.
Yeah, to actually care.
All right, so my underutilized character mm-hmm. is Scarlet.
Yeah.
100%. I wish she was there a lot more. And it's, like, her design, and, like, she's voiced by, like, Colleen Clickenbeard.
Yeah. And she knows Kung Fu or whatever, martial arts.
I know, she's so cool.
And she got into martial arts because of those... movies. Was it Chuck?
That, speaking of just sad moments, the moment when they go to the bar, they're trying to catch each other at the bar.
Yeah.
Oh, that made me so sad. That made me sad. The two things that made me well up is that scene and then the scene where QT is trying to run after the cash register.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, that... beautiful.
Poor QT.
I know. Or the when he takes the coffee machine out on the date.
Yeah.
Oh, it's cute.
They're looking at out the in the
stars,
city.
Yeah. She's like, I'm not too heavy, am I? She goes, no, you weigh nothing. He's like struggling.
Sweating.
My favorite thing about that episode, too, another favorite little detail about that episode, is that when he's taking her out into the field, you can see his wheels. His wheel marks out to him. And it's like, oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. You know, there's another, like, neat little detail. Well, there's a lot of references in this anime, like, of, like, different things.
Mm-hmm.
And one big one that I noticed was, I forgot, I don't know what episode it was. But remember in Star Wars, the first movie,
uh-huh.
A New Hope, when Luke gets knocked out by the Tusken Raider?
Yeah.
And they do that, the stick movement.
Yeah.
That happens in Space Dandy, but I forgot where it happens. It happens twice.
But you've seen it, you're like, oh.
Yeah, I was like, that's Star Wars.
That's funny. That's Star Wars.
Yeah.
That's funny.
And they mentioned Star Wars by name in this anime as well. They were like, hey, Dandy actually wanted to find an R2-D2.
Yeah.
Got you instead.
All right. So do you have any other favorite underutilized
characters?
Yeah. I think, honestly, Discarge is my most underutilized, because I really want to see a lot of her, and you don't see any of her, or barely any of her. The almost any time she's there, she like steals. Like, I think she's like the strongest character who's not in the anime.
Yeah, it's definitely better than Honey.
Yeah,
but Honey's pretty. Honey's awesome.
A pretty cool character too.
Yeah.
All right, so favorite characters,
Honey.
Honey, yeah, you can talk about Honey. Honey's just a really cute design character.
Yeah, for sure.
Nothing much more to say about her.
Yeah, she's just a like Hooters waitress.
I know.
Her, it's funny. There was like an episode where like she was like laying on the table while they were having their drinks.
Yeah, she was just like asking like questions and laying there.
Mm-hmm. And like her boobs were like swaying.
It's so funny. So my favorite character of this anime is QT.
Yeah, for sure. Mine as well.
Just an adorable
robot.
I love it.
Imagine having a robot companion like that.
Just adorable.
That'd be so fun. And I would want it to be a vacuum.
That's what's so cool about it too. It's like a vacuum. Likes cleaning.
Yeah, it likes cleaning.
That's my so God. Cool.
That's exactly what I need in a robot, is a cleaning
robot. Just a cleaning robot.
That could be my friend.
It sucks because one of my favorite lines of the anime is like, Danny asks me, can you translate this? And he goes, well, I need an update for that.
Oh, yeah.
But then I need an update to get that update. And last time I tried to update, he's like, it didn't go so well, so I'm not going to update. there's even like the advanced QT they meet in the parallel universe. Yeah. And he's like, that piece of junk, there's no way that we're the same model. And I was like, oh, it's so cool.
I like the depressing Dandy QT.
It's just like a dude
in a suit that wants to be a robot.
I like how they all, like, that proves, they don't really ever mention it, but that, if you remember that episode opens up with them being like, God, everyone sucks.
Yeah.
And then that just proves that, no, it could be
a lot
worse. I have no idea what he's saying.
the meow of that,
you know? Yeah. What? Speaking of which, real quick on a side tangent, what was your favorite alternate Dandy? I think my favorite was Dragon Ball Dandy.
Okay.
The Dragon Ball crew. It was like part Michael Jackson.
Yeah, they're like looking for. I forgot what it
whatever,
was.
Whatever, the seven, whatever.
Like,
no,
somebody with
the
like
seven
a
heroes,
star heroes or something like that, right? Somebody that had like a star birthmark.
Yeah. And it's like, oh, you're trying to take our whatever balls. And then QT's like,
I don't want nothing to do with your balls.
Yeah, it's always, I can tell you right now, we're not going to touch your balls. God, QT's so good.
Yeah.
I also have, well, Dandy. Dandy's super cool.
Cool guy.
I wish they were, we got more cool introspective episodes with him that just explored his psyche.
Yeah.
Instead of really just being like a vehicle for us.
Yeah.
Like, I really love the, I call it the professional episode. I don't know if you've ever seen the movie The Professional.
No.
Or Leon. No. But anyway, it's the episode he takes in the little girl and they.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
They go and.
Look for her grandpa, right?
Yeah. Or he's taking her to the to get registered and then he ends up giving her to the grandpa.
That was a great episode.
Oh, my God.
That girl was super cute.
Her name's Adele and she's also one of my favorite characters. Mm-hmm. She's super cool.
Yeah.
The Gentooian. See, that's like a cool thing, too, of like. Oh, she's an alien that can put your soul into her toy. Yeah. Or, like, they put them into stuffed animals.
Other things, yeah.
And the only reason why, like, no one has ever fought back against a Gentooian is because they're so embarrassed that it happened.
Yeah.
And Dandy has no shame.
So he just fights even though he's a stuffed bear.
He's a stuffed bear. That's so cool. Yeah. God, good. That I think that was the episode where I was like, this might be something special, like this anime.
Yeah, definitely.
It was real good.
That's like the turning point for me as well. It's like, this is like a really cool anime.
Yeah, because like, up until that point, it's like, it was kind of okay. And then it gets like really good after that. Because I think before that episode is like the zombie episode.
Yeah.
And then it just starts going.
Yeah.
I think it also has a, real quick, it has a really bad first episode. And the first episode is like really like, eh.
Yeah. It's kind of, I remember, boring. I tried to watch the first episode at work.
Right.
And it didn't go so well because like, it was just talking about boobs and butts like a lot at the beginning.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Restaurant.
That's a good restaurant.
Yeah, I know. what else do I have? Meow. I have Meow and Meow's family.
Yeah.
Meow
is really cool.
Yeah.
How do you say his real name?
Mew.
Mew.
Mew. I don't know why they just call him Mew.
I know, right?
Mew.
That's what this family calls him, is Mew.
You just call him Mew? Yeah. It's like, oh, like, what? Your name's actually Mew? So, no, it's Mew, but it's a nickname.
Yeah.
Also,
Mew's friends.
Great. friends. Like, everyone on that planet, I really like. Mm-hmm.
Let's go play some video games.
Yeah, we've been playing video games with Dandy all day. God, that episode also really good.
Yeah. Like a mini version of the Endless Eight. Yeah.
Oh, which is like the same day. Mm-hmm. It's a Groundhog Day.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, I really like...
But they're like so dumb that they don't even notice.
Oh my God. I like how it's like 80... It's like 80... It took QT 88 rotations to find out that...
Something was off,
and he's like, "Nah, it's just so boring. Everything just seems like it's the same day."
Yeah, Dandy just like brushes it off, and like he's like, "Oh, you're probably right."
Nah,
and then it just takes like another 100 cycles or something like that.
God, it's so good. I love it.
It's not as extreme as
Endless Eight,
yeah,
where it's
like 80 years or something like that.
Something crazy, yeah. It's like over a thousand turns or whatever it takes, over like 10,000. For the, like, week. Oh, no, 8 days. I think it is 8 days. Mm-hmm. The 8 days of summer. Prince. Prince, that's the guy in the racer.
Oh, yeah.
The really racing cool.
episode, right?
Yeah, the racing episode. That guy and his crew.
That mouse that plants the dynamite.
Yeah, and then the his robot.
Yeah.
It's like the good Dandy.
Mm-hmm. It's funny that like Dandy like wanted to win so much that he unloaded like everything, including QT. And then Prince did the same thing, unloaded the robot.
I like how he was like, it went a place where I didn't think it was gonna go. Where he's like, oh, what is this feeling? And I thought it was like, oh, it's finally like a rival. That's what I thought he was gonna say. He'd go,
oh yeah,
is this love? Oh my God! Like I really that. There are a few characters in this anime where I wish they would have had more episodes.
Expanded upon, yeah.
Prince is like one of the characters I really wish he would have showed up more.
Yeah.
Same thing with
Johnny.
Johnny. Oh, yo. My favorite thing about Johnny is that he's voiced by Johnny Young Bosch. And Johnny's real cool too.
Yeah, he's a cool guy. I really like the dynamic between him and Dandy.
Dandy. Oh, Adele.
Always fighting.
But Adele's the other one I wish there was more of her.
What's the most important thing about being in a band? The interviews or something.
The interviews. Exactly.
Exactly. They're trying to hog the
spotlight. We're going to have a sticker. No, a pennant. I'd rather have a pennant, honestly.
Than a banner?
Yeah. A pennant than a sticker. Boys, we can do both. And then I also have B and Admiral Perry as my favorite. Those are my favorite characters.
Not Jell? Not
Dr. Nah, Jell? Dr. Jell's like, whatever. I think he's like, okay. He's a cool design.
Yeah. I liked his mom.
Yes, that was a cute one. Yeah.
Get away from me, you pervert.
I really like the idea for Admiral Perry. He was gonna blow up the library planet just because he had an overdue book.
Yeah.
And then he just couldn't find the book. I love that.
I really like that in that episode, QT was like, oh, organized Data.
Yeah, he's like,
it's so good.
see what else I got on here.
I wonder what well-organized Data looks like.
Right. And then my last favorite character, which I wish there was more, but he's not even in the anime. I really like Ukulele Man.
Oh, yeah, he was really cool.
Yeah, he was really, really cool.
Man, you know, a lot of these episodes, it was like, man, I want them to join the crew. I want them to join the crew. And they don't. It always ends up like they end
Adele, especially, I want her to join the crew.
Yeah.
He's like, come join me when you're hot, when you're older and hotter.
Yeah, I know, right?
I was like, oh.
Yeah.
My favorite thing about this, one of my favorite things about this anime is like also like weird product placements that's not really product placements.
Like what?
So like one is like when they're eating eggs. Uh-huh. He's throwing like Tabasco on him, and it's not Tabasco. Oh, yeah. It's like some off brand. Uh-huh. But it looks like a Tabasco.
Yeah, it's like red and green.
Yeah. And then there's other stuff like they're eating like Lay's, but it's like Loy's.
Yeah.
And there's like a bunch of different
stuff. It's always like fun that. To see stuff like that. Danny's instead of Danny's.
Or... Yeah, exactly.
Well, Boobies is pretty much like Hooters.
Hooters, which is hilarious.
Yeah.
It's like more on the nose naming.
I'd be totally down to go to a Boobies.
That's so cool.
They got vegan options.
They got vegan. I know. All right. So favorite moments.
I don't know. I was like already talking about a lot of them already, but.
Do you want to try what? What do you want to, instead of doing favorite moments, do you want to do the thing we did last week?
What?
Where we're like, what's one thing what are things this anime did really well?
Well, like, some of my favorite moments are, like, just, like, the animation itself.
Oh, yeah.
Just, like I was talking about the water in the fishing episode. That looked amazing. And the kid, like I said before. Looked like a Studio Ghibli.
The water in that episode looks like, almost like a Japanese-style painting.
Yeah,
a
traditional Japanese-style painting.
Yeah, it looked really real cool.
Mm-hmm. Every time they switch up styles, it's like they excel at it and look so good.
Yeah.
Even in like the very last episode, there was like a flash of where it was only like a Dandy's outline, and the outline was blue, and it was a white. Everything else was white, and it looked hella sick.
Yeah, very cool style.
Very quick.
Really different from like what Bones really does too. Yeah. Like you see it. In Mob, like, I'm glad people watched Mob Psycho because they can actually see how dope they can do when they just have a lot of money behind them.
Yeah. You know, what's funny is, like, when I was watching this and, like, how, like, Dandy and all the other people, like, move and just walk around and stuff, it reminded me of Metabots.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. Like, just them moving around looked really nice.
Some sort of actual quality to it.
Yeah, for sure.
All right.
What about you? You have any other favorite moments?
No, I've been mentioning them through. Mm-hmm. The one thing I haven't mentioned yet that I really, really loved. And I really.
The college episode.
Yes. Or the high school episode. Oh my God. I love that episode so much. God.
The singing in this anime is great.
I love it. I was like, I was really happy they just didn't slap. The Japanese singing and called it a day. They actually got
the voice actors to sing.
Yeah.
And when QT starts
singing. And it wasn't a literal translation either.
They're I love that too, that you can see the whatever
the old translation or the actual translation and what they're singing.
Yeah, or the localized version. Oh, it's so good.
Really good.
Oh, I really love when QT starts singing.
Oh, yeah. It's so cute. Really good. T-Pain right there.
Oh, God. And then the episode ends like one of my favorite ways of like, oh, we didn't find the alien. I think we're forgetting something.
Yeah.
And it cuts to the alien girl and her little flower blooms. It's like, oh.
Yeah.
She blooms when she's in love.
Mm-hmm.
Really good. I love it. It's good. The space.
That was the first kiss Danny had, right?
Yeah, in the show.
Mm-hmm. And then it was.
But it was Scarlet. Like on the. It was on
the cheek.
That's cute though.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of the kiss with Scarlet was pretty good as well.
Yeah, it's so good.
With like all the explosions and the jealous ex-boyfriend.
Yeah. There's so many great episodes in here.
For sure.
Ugh.
It's really hard to like talk about like favorite moments with an anime like this because it's like so episodic, like we said
before. Exactly. So you can like mention just episodes on episodes.
Yeah, for sure.
So what do you think this anime did stronger? What was like the
art style?
It's the art style and the animation and the music.
Yeah, the music is amazing. One thing that that you brought up was I really like a community like coming together to like make something, and it's really cool that a lot of people had their hands in this anime.
I really like it. It was like a big, like I believe Bones is like a really big industry leading studio, mm-hmm. and they brought people together like that to, all right, let's instead of trying to do weird stuff by ourselves, let's get other people's input on how to do it.
It's like collaborating makes things better. I feel.
Yeah, it's so good. Mm-hmm. All right, Jay.
Just look at the Pokemon Cypher.
Exactly.
We get more people, and it's a lot better.
All right. Do you have anything you want to mention before we end the wrap up?
This is a great anime.
Yeah, it's really. I before a little thing into it, I had a real rough time, but I wanted to rate it.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll get to that. But I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, for sure. This is a great anime.
Okay.
Definitely so, lives, well, like, I don't really know a lot of people that talk about this anime. And it's
it's one of those anime that no one talks about.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's almost in the same breath as maybe in a couple of years it'll be talked about, like, Champloo. Like, no one talks about, really, Champloo.
Yeah.
No one talks about this, but everyone talks about Cowboy Bebop.
I know, for sure. That's for good reason, though, but.
Yeah. Yeah, like, but they're other things. They're all really good things. Like, I can't wait to cover Champloo. I'm pretty excited.
I know. I just recently had a conversation with a coworker, and he was telling me, like, I told him about my podcast, and he was like, oh, like, did you guys do like Samurai Champloo or Cowboy Bebop? Those are like some of my favorite anime. And I'm like, and now that I know that the guy that did those did this, is like, I'm gonna recommend this one to him for sure.
And then, like I said, the music is like top tier.
Yeah, for sure. It's top tier, and it's the same guy that did them.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm pretty sure he'll like it.
It's like Cowboy Bebop is like jazz. Samurai Champloo is like hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
This is like a mix,
like electronic.
It's like electronic, and like it's like acid jazz.
Yeah,
it's real cool.
Mm-hmm.
And from what it looks like, Carol and Tuesday is more of
acoustic,
and I'm very excited for that.
We're gonna do that as soon as it's done.
As soon as it's done, it's done on the 24th. That might actually be maybe
episode 100.
No, I got something else planned for that.
Okay,
but we got to talk about that. What we're gonna do?
Okay,
because we never knew we were gonna get that this close. We kind of fished around what we wanted to do for it. So we'll see what it is. Mm-hmm. I got a couple of big anime we have yet to do.
Okay.
But that it could be Carol and Tuesday could be a, because I really want to watch it, but at the same time we might cover like all the Shinshiro Watanabe thing in like almost fine. A month, which is fine.
I mean, when we started we did like a million Bones anime and Trigger.
It's fun. Okay. Sorry. Accessibility. Then we're getting to the wrap up.
Yeah.
Accessibility, I think it's real high. I think anybody could get into it.
Yeah, I mean, There's a lot of boobs.
Fan service.
Yeah, fan service. That might turn some people off. But
there's one episode with nudity in it.
Is there?
Yeah.
Who?
The boob monster.
Oh, yeah.
That's which is also a good episode.
That's like the deserted island episode, yeah, right? Or deserted planet or something
Like
that.
Yeah. And there's like the crazy aliens that want to kill them.
Yeah.
Or they think they want to kill them, but they're trying to
warn them.
Yeah. I love it. As soon as they like warn them, they're like, all right, well, good luck. Then they just leave.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm. But that's just nipples, though.
Yeah, just nipples. Mm-hmm. Boobs and nipples. That's it.
And they're distorted, so it's not really that. It's not like titillating or anything like that.
Speak for yourself. And then you can watch this on Funimation.
Yeah.
I think Adult Swim might air every so often as well.
Yeah, I think you can watch it on the Adult Swim website as well.
Yeah, I know. I saw some Adult Swim links with it. What's next, Jay?
Rewatchability.
Rewatchability. It's a weird question.
Yeah, with somebody else probably.
With somebody else, yes. Rewatching it by myself,
I think I'm good.
I think I'm also good, but not in a bad way.
Yeah, I'm a little burnt out, but it's not nothing bad.
Yeah, but I would definitely rewatch it with somebody.
For sure.
What's the thing that you do different in this anime? I don't think I'd do anything different with it.
Yeah, it's fine the way
it is. It's really good.
Even though we complain about the pacing, it's just the time frame that we had to watch this anime.
Yeah, it has the money. It has everything that we usually complain about.
Mm-hmm.
It's real good. I like it. All right, Jay. Here we're at the final frontier. What do you rate it?
Final frontier.
What do you rate it, Jay?
This is a high recommend.
This is also a high recommend. I think we talked about the banana. It's a feeling. It's a gut feeling you get.
Yeah, for sure.
And I wanted, with all my being, I wanted this to be a must watch. But I never felt comfortable putting it, that label on it.
But man, it is an amazing anime.
But it's really, really good.
It's an amazing anime.
I would even say it's on the cusp between Gotta Go Watch and whatever. It's just a really, really high quality, good anime.
I read a comment recently. I don't remember what YouTube video it was, but like anime like this, it's not fair just to call it an anime. It's a good show, TV show.
Yeah.
So it's like this and like all the other must watch. It's like unfair to like categorize things like just like, oh, this is like the best anime. I'm like, no, this is
like entertainment. Good TV. It's good entertainment.
Yeah.
That's what it should be. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it is. I would say that. But yeah,
highest recommend.
High recommend. Give. Or highest without going to
must watch.
Watch. But yeah, for sure. Really good. Mm-hmm. Like a 9.5.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, Jay. Now that we're done combing our pompadours.
And I grew it out just for the podcast.
Exactly. Are you ready to announce what we both have picked?
It's a mutual pick. We haven't done a mutual pick in a while.
In a while. And I think we're about to do a couple mutual picks.
Yeah, we're going
to
do a few mutual picks.
I think I know what's coming after.
Yeah.
After this one.
Mm-hmm.
But we are covering, what are we covering, Jay?
One of our favorite anime. We're going to do the second season of Teasing Master Tengaki-san.
Yeah, finally fresh.
Finally on Netflix. It's been out for like what, 2 months, 3 months?
It's been finished since the end of summer, I think. Yeah. So
we've been waiting patiently for Netflix.
It's been like 4 or 5 months now. Mm-hmm. Almost a half a year, I would say. Yeah.
But Netflix finally decided to put it up.
I just hate that they gotta like, all right, well, let's get the German dub, the French dub. Like, they get the Portuguese dub. Let's get every dub out and then
release it.
It's like, come on, just.
I mean, it's cool, but man, when it's something that you really want to watch, it's just do it as you go.
Yeah, like same thing for like Carolyn Tuesday. Like, it's been so long. Yeah, and I think 2 months ago they released the first part,
uh-huh.
And then now just barely in December, at the end of December, they're gonna release the second part. So. Yeah. Real excited.
I'm assuming that probably takes even longer than something like Tengaki-san because you have to find like people that can sing.
Fun fact about Carolyn Tuesday is that the singing is originally in English.
What, really?
Mm-hmm. They 2-3 years ago when they announced it, they announced a talent search to try to find people to for the singing voices for the characters.
Yeah.
Because they were going to be in English. So I wonder if the dub voice actors are actually the singers.
Okay.
Or they just change voices when they talk.
That's going to be an interesting one when we cover. Maybe we should do just like one episode in Japanese and then the rest in English.
It'd be real.
Just to see how it is.
I'm really curious how it is. Yeah. Maybe after I'll watch the series, go back and watch an episode in Japanese. Yeah. But really interesting. I'm really interested to see how it is.
Yeah, but we're not doing Carolyn Tuesday. Not we're doing yet. Teasing we're Master
Tengaki-san.
I'm probably gonna finish this like on Monday.
I was about to say I was really tempted to be like, maybe watch a couple episodes between episodes of Space Dandy, and
then you'd be way ahead.
And then I felt bad for Space Dandy because the whole week, or not even the whole week, but on Friday I was like, I could be watching Teasing Master.
I know.
Oh, this should have been Teasing Master.
Mm-hmm. It's a little unfair to Space Dandy.
Yeah. I think I was up weirdly like late at night. No, I think I'd woken up like on Friday morning, like super early in the morning, like 2 o'clock. And I was like, let me go check if Tagaki-san is on Netflix. And I think I sent you a message. I sent you a...
The wait is over.
So yeah, exactly.
That's what you said.
And like in the middle of the night.
Yeah, and I saw it in the morning.
But yeah. Teasing Master Arc, some 12 episodes. Really excited.
Yeah, I'm super excited. Oh. I still don't know what it's going to be about. So,
more teasing. Mm-hmm. The teasing.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully there's more teasing.
I know that. I think the ending. No, the opening has Tagaki-san dressed as a cowboy. So.
Oh, my God.
That's adorable.
Yeah, that's crazy adorable. Well.
All right. Well.
If you guys liked us, go ahead and follow us on SoundCloud. Like us on SoundCloud. You can subscribe to us on iTunes.
Check us out. Share if you like us. Share us with a friend.
Yeah, for sure.
Leave a comment.
Yeah, we love comments.
Yeah, dude, say something that I don't know. Something we're doing good. Something we're doing bad. Yeah. You have a suggestion for us? Yeah,
any kind of feedback is welcome. We'd love to hear it.
Even if like, you guys suck, like okay, well,
okay, then thank don't you. Listen.
No, wait, keep listening.
Oh, wait, keep listening. Never mind. Recommend us to your friends, then don't listen.
Exactly. Get any recommendations? We would do it. I know pretty soon we're going to start.
That'll be our next mutual pick is...
I thought it was going to be the other thing.
Okay, well,
your Christmas pick that you wanted to do.
Oh, yeah.
That has to be done.
It doesn't have to be done.
Soon. It doesn't have to be done? Okay, it doesn't have to be done then.
Yeah.
But that's soon. That'll be...
Soon.
Soon. Within the next couple months, within year three, that'll be done. Because I really want to do that one too. So go ahead and check us out. Check the Instagram.
Yeah, we haven't really posted anything in a while.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, it's okay.
And that's it. Thanks for listening, everybody. Mm-hmm. We appreciate everyone.
Yeah, stay sooning.
Stay.
We'll be back soon.
Oh my God. Do we continue?
You've got something these other chicks will never have. It's your beautiful booty. Believe in the backside. Show 'em what your mama gave you.